Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's fucking delightful.
You've never seen anything like it. Central Milton Keynes.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another Roker Report podcast in association with Sunderland Community Soup Kitchen. My name's Malk Dugdale, and I'm very happy to be in Milton Keynes today after Sunderland's third successive victory against MK Dons, 2-1 at the MK Dons Arena, is it called, or something like that?
Stadium MK.
Stadium MK, thank you. I'm joined today by three fellow exile Mackhams, Paul, Gary and my lad Dean. Afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good.
Brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, so we're gonna dive straight into this, guys. A 2-1 win. Bit of a challenging one in periods, I think it's fair to say. We'll start with you, Dean. What did you think of the defence across the course of the game? Because it was a bit of a challenging time in some parts of the game, correct?
It was a bit kind of dodgy at times, I think. It was good seeing Serkin make his debut. Yeah. He looked quite lively down that left. It's a shame, obviously, that McGeady wasn't really lively for his balls or anything. But Dole, once again, solid performance. Very solid back there. Made some great tackles. I think that was one in the second half where he really slid in. Really good tackle there. Flanagan was kind of just normal Flanagan, kind of absent in a way. You know, kind of just making the numbers up. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we only let one in. You know, it was a bit of a scrappy one to let in, but it was only one at the end of the day.
Yeah, can't disagree with any of that. What about yourself, Paul? Anything about midfield that stood out for you that you want to comment on?
No, I think for what's been like a really good 3 points, I think probably the only criticism I would say would be probably the lack of presence in the middle of the park. I think we really missed O9 and his energy to get around the pitch. And I just think in general we need more than just one more signing, but we definitely do need someone in there in the middle of the park. I think Evans, Embleton, Pritchard, good players, but just a little bit too lightweight if we're going to really make a push this season.
But, do you think it might just be that they're not quite clicking yet, or do you think they should be by now?
Potentially that, and potentially I think one or two of them are short of match fitness. Obviously Pritchard, Evans obviously went off injured, but I think we need a player who can be quicker over 10 yards and quicker to that second ball and just, yeah, get a hold of the midfield a little bit more. I think we're still a little bit too easy to play against in the middle of the park.
Yeah, fair. Don't disagree with that. And Gary, I'll give you up front. Any thoughts about the attacking force today?
I mean,
general?
Yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon with the 3 points. It was a tough, particularly the last 20 minutes, tough 20 minutes to watch. Ross Stewart, though, up top, for me, like top performance.
He was just a man again, wasn't he? Yeah.
I just think he puts himself about. He's an absolute pest. Like when their players, when their defenders are trying to bring the ball out from the back, he's just all onto them straight away. And I just think when he gets a ball, he just seems like tough to get off. He wins fouls. He just seems to be everywhere. Like I've got a lot of time. I just think we're benefiting a lot as a team from playing with him and without Wyke.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Wyke wasn't really missed, and that was certainly the case in the Wigan game. He was a bit anonymous there, and I would agree. We're certainly getting a lot of value out of different aspects of attacking play from Stewart that we weren't getting from the attackers last season. I suppose the only other comment going up and down the pitch that I would add is I thought Burge was solid for a large portion of the game in net, but I do think he was partially at fault for the goal that we gave away. You know, he was trying to distribute from the back, trying to get it to the midfield to build, and you know, there was a bit of a confused situation, and MK Dons nicked the ball and to be fair to them, they finished it very well. You know, Troy Parrott, I think his name is, took that goal very well.
It's a shame because we were quite comfortable up to that point, weren't we? When we got that second, like, tidy finish from Edmonton, I thought, this is fine now, we might nick a third if they come at us a bit, but obviously that's let them back in straight away. And
I think MK Dons came alive when they scored that first goal, you know. After they scored that first goal, they really come at us, and we just weren't pressing them or anything, we weren't trying to get it back or anything, we were just kind of sitting back. And that's what,
but some of that will come from what Paul was saying about the midfield, and it was just, I think at one stage, what was it, Embleton, Neil, Pritchard, very small, just not no enforcers there. Like, I didn't think Evans was brilliant today. I thought he was fine, obviously, but once he went off, you kind of felt that something was missing.
But I feel like if you're having all those small players in there, you need someone like Corey Evans in there to control and set the tempo in a way.
And then we were given the chance. It was a bit of a gift to really wrap things up and put the game to bed at 3-1 with that penalty. But I think Gooch took it out of Stewart.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah, I mean, ordinarily, Aidan McGeady would have been the man to take the penalty kicks, but he was off the park. I was a bit confused because I thought he was still on the park because I think they got some of the sub numbers wrong. But McGeady wasn't around. So Ross Stewart won the penalty with a really good run into the box, got brought down, very similar to the penalty that we won the other week, actually. And yeah, there was a little bit of I'll take it between Ross Stewart and Lyndon Gooch, and Gooch ended up winning the argument. For me, the penalty wasn't a great one. You know, in good, easily guessable, good and powerful, but, you know, too close to the keeper, not high enough. If you're going to go there, you've got to send the goalie the wrong way. And unfortunately, he didn't. So, 2-1. Second half was definitely a lot more scrappy than the first half for me. Any thoughts about why that was the case, lads? I mean, it was a very similar team. There was a bit of change of personnel with Evans being withdrawn and this, that and the other. Do you think that was the major difference, or
I just think MK Dons had a better kind of talking to half time. I think they just came out
a
better team. I just think they came out a better team in the second half.
Our second goal definitely woke them up, didn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Our second goal really woke them up, and then we were hanging on a bit at the end. I think would you say Bailey Wright maybe came on and added a bit of calmness to the back line, potentially put one or two good tackles in?
Yeah, he did.
I think it was needed though, wasn't it?
A bit of leadership at the back, because I think we were getting a bit cut open before that. So I mean, overall, gotta be happy with that, but definitely room for improvement.
Room to win.
Yeah, exactly. So just briefly going back over the goals then, first goal, a bit of a tap in for Ross Stewart, I think, wasn't it, after a good ball drilled in from the left. I didn't even know who'd scored it for about 5 minutes. Was it definitely Ross Stewart doing
it? It was definitely Stewart, I'm not sure if it was McGeady or Serkin who put the ball in.
Yeah,
it was across
from the left
shot.
Side, wasn't it? Yeah.
It looked like their goalkeeper fumbled it, and easy tap in for Stewart.
Yeah. And the second goal, I think everybody thought Embleton was offside apart from Embleton.
Well,
didn't.
Don's players stopped completely.
Yeah, everybody stopped. There was no flag. The linesman on our side, I have to say, he did leave a couple of decisions with question marks on people's faces, didn't he?
Yeah.
But we'll let him off with that because that one let Embleton in, and he very sweetly took it over the keeper into the net. So 2-0, but MK Dons struck back quite well. And for me, in the second half, there's a strong argument, if you were an MK Dons fan, that, you know, they probably deserved something from the game, and they pushed and pushed even after they got that first goal to peg it back to 2-1. But Moisa got withdrawn. I think that was quite a significant moment. And we hung on. My nails were bitten down to the quick. And like you said, Paul, we didn't quite kill it off with the penalty, but we hung on for the 3 points.
Flanagan, I'm not sure if he was a little bit lucky to stay on the pitch when their player broke through. And
yeah, he hacked him down.
Was a bit of a... I mean, to be fair, if he didn't make that challenge, it would have been through, but...
Yeah, but I think the only reason he didn't get a red was there was other players in reasonable closeness to him. So it wasn't a last man thing, but it could have been interpreted that way with League One refs, I agree.
And then we had a chance to not win it, but extend our lead with Pritchard, when it was actually really good feet from O'Brien, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
He put a nice through ball,
But side netting, wasn't it? Side netting. I was up and throwing myself all over the place. but no, unfortunately, it was one of them angles where you think you think it's in, but it's not.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where everyone's like, eh, oh, like yeah. kind of celebrates and then, oh, realises.
Yeah.
Would have been good if Pritchard could have got a goal just to get his confidence up.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a cracking player.
He
looks yeah. like cracking.
It's just when we're without the ball, it was a bit of a stress.
One thing I noticed him with the pressure, he backed off very much.
So, yeah, a 2-1 win away from home. Nobody can really rumble with that. I'll just go around the table and ask you for a very brief man of the match and just a sentence or two as to why. Start with you, Gary.
I think for me it has to be Ross Stewart.
Yeah.
I just thought absolute handful. Obviously got his goal right place, right time. Just seems to make us a different team. As I say, last season I just think we were missing this, just someone more mobile and more of a handful.
That's a good nomination. Dean, man of the match?
For me, I actually think it could be Lee Birch. I feel like he made some decent saves. Maybe a bit of a controversial one, but he made some decent saves. He got a bit injured at one point, but still got back up and you know continued. And yeah, he was at fault for the goal, but I just think he had a pretty solid match and made some good saves, you know.
Yourself, Paul?
Yeah, I'd agree with Gary. I'd, over the 90 minutes, I'd give it to Ross Stewart. He's a breath of fresh air up there. His mobility and he's a real nuisance to play against for the opposition centre-half. At half-time, I probably would have given it to probably Callum Doyle. Yeah. They had a really good first half, and he looks way, way, way beyond his...
He's a unit for 17-year-old.
Yeah, he looks way beyond his years. And I think he's actually... This is mental, but I think he's actually raising, shall I say it, Flanagan's game, potentially. I think potentially he's bringing Flanagan up.
I think that's reasonable, actually.
But over the 90, yeah, definitely Ross Stewart for me.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go against the majority vote. I think Ross Stewart was man of the match as well. His movement, he was strong in the air. He should have got more fouls, I think. He was getting pushed around a lot to prevent him winning balls. Obviously, he got the tap in and he was involved in a lot of the positive thing we do. So I think as a team, we'll have to give it to Ross Stewart. So I think that's probably about it. We'll leave it there. Have a good week. 2 wins in the league. We're close to the top of the table. Let's hope that continues for many weeks to come.
Where am I going? I don't know. Where am I heading? I ain't certain. All and always, I am on my way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.